Pish mit Crime. Paul Windenes ist als Frontmann von Kack Motherfucker, als Sänger der Band, durchaus schon weltberühmt. Er hat aber dann im letzten Jahr zwischendurch mal eine Soloplatte rausgehauen, die so heißt, wie er, sobald er auf der Bühne geht, nämlich Pish. Und heute hat er es mal wieder nach Berlin geschafft, denn abends spielt er bei uns im Fluxbar, unter Umständen auch schon neues, bisher unveröffentlichtes Material von der ja gleich nach der ersten LP angekündigten Pish 2. LP. Maybe there's gonna be more, maybe not. We'll find out right now.
I don't think that's the name, but yeah, maybe. Great, thank you very much for having me.
Hey, it's so good to have you back.
It's great to be back here every time. Yes. And I love all the support. It's amazing, yeah. You guys. Thank you.
It's a family reunion, basically.
Amazing.
All the other Windenesses are not taking part, but you say hi to them from Flux FM, right?
Yeah, Flux FM is crazy good. And we even did a podcast, you know, so it's great.
So how's things with the Windenes people? How are things with the Kack Motherfucker band? Yeah. How are you doing?
Very good. Life is treating us very well. Actually, last week we in Kack Motherfucker was in the studio
for
doing some more recordings after releasing the Diplomacy. So we're starting on a new record, kind of. So yeah, it's been hectic. But yeah, very, very cool and very, very fun being on tour with the Diplomacy album.
Yes.
This spring has been amazing. Been all around Germany and Berlin was crazy. So yeah, it was great.
Really, so you've already returned to the studio again with Kack Motherfucker.
Yes, and I'm going to the studio like in 2 weeks with Pish finish up my new record.
Because you have to be pretty far with that record. There's a new song that we have here.
Yeah, we can play that. Yeah.
So you're a few steps ahead of the Kack Motherfucker crew?
I'm a little bit, but you know, We released Diplomacy just in March, I think, or something like that. And I have been working on some new Pish stuff for some time since last May. Mm-hmm. And then but I haven't got time to get it in the studio. It has to fit with the musicians and stuff. So I'm going like in 2 weeks. I'm going back to the studio, and it's gonna be fun.
Although Pish is a little more synthesizer based, there's a little less guitars in there, but there are similarities between Kack Motherfucker,
of course,
and Pish. How do you decide whether you want to use them lyrics for a next Kack Motherfucker single or for your solo career?
It really depends on the song, you know, because now that I have these two outlets, you know, I can take it that way or take it that way, you know. But it really depends. I tend to listen to it and then I see what fits, I think I'm trying with this record, as you may hear with Price, it's a little bit more in the another direction. Yeah. Which is pretty far away from the Motherfucker stuff.
That's interesting. Because you always said that you wanted to develop your music, especially as Fish, you do not want to do the same album twice.
No, I really struggled actually a little bit by finding my direction in Pish 2, as I call it, as a working title. But I think I managed to find some direction and hopefully it will sound as good as it does in my head as it can go out. But it's a little bit more, it's a little bit different vibe. I call it Swedish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I'm very influenced by Swedish melodies. And
it's a bit more cleaned up maybe, or?
Yeah, maybe. And a little bit more, light in a way, not so dark. I think I've been trying to make like really dark music for a long time.
But you've always, I mean, that's the Kack Motherfucker thing, to work with like super nice major chords that you want to dance to, and then there's like dark themes in the lyrics.
Yeah, but I tried to make it like very dark.
Yes,
at one point
minor chords.
Yeah, but I figured out that I get bored of it, you know, to get so dark. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do like a dark sound for like a little bit of a trap sound, but popish. But I didn't manage. I can be honest, and I didn't like what I was making. So then I found a new wave, and then I go in the lighter direction.
Okay, if you go into the lighter direction, and if you go for super clean mixes, you could name the album Posh.
Maybe Posh
with Posh.
Yeah. People say I'm posh.
Let's see. You're a posh guy, Pish.
I dry myself with 3 towels every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you have like a sexual disease or something?
No, it's because I like to be dry.
All right. Mm. Your humor is pretty dry, Pish. Thank I can you. Tell you that.
Thank you, man.
Is it been dried with three different towels as well, the humor?
You can say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a Norwegian speciality, like humor, the humor towel.
Yeah. You know, you have to have a towel for everything.
Yes. We know since the Hitchhiking Through the Galaxy story, yeah. You know, you have to have a towel, otherwise it won't work.
Yes.
Pish mit Price auf Flux FM. Yeah. Fish mit Price. Muss man gleich an Scooter denken irgendwie, finde ich. How much? Is the fish? Hat der ja eins gefragt.
Like a Scooter!
Yeah. Now we know it. Just listen to the Pish single and you'll know the price. How much is the Pish?
How much is the fish?
Yes. It would be a nice intro though. How much is the Pish for your show? And you'll be like 2,500 euros for
That's
the whole band.
Actually, true. I'm a big, big Scooter fan. I gotta say, like, Hyper was one of my favorite songs when I was like 5 years old because I couldn't understand how they got a drummer that good, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know about the drum machine.
Okay.
So I was trying to play the drums, but I couldn't imagine how they did it, you know? Hyper.
Yeah, and then the beat starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know?
It is.
And how much is the fish? Have you seen the YouTube clip with Alexander Rybak, the one that the Norwegian that won the... The European Song Contest when he plays with Scooter in Norway. It's a very legendary clip on YouTube where Alexander Rybak plays How Much Is The Fish.
Oh, okay. On a violin.
Yeah, he plays on the violin. Yeah.
Crazy.
Really, really cool.
And then you see the classical quality of that song. As soon as it's been played on the violin, you're like, oh, yes.
It's
this classical German composing.
It's amazing, you know. And our youth was a lot of Scooter music, you know. And I loved it. And I think it was so, like, refreshing to have that Scooter.
Yeah, I think so
too. He's very
good,
the hype man.
Yes. For your first album, you've worked with Matthias Telles. I think the band Kack Motherfucker has worked with him.
Yes.
After your album as well. Beforehand, Kack Motherfucker records were only produced by the band itself. But you've worked with Matthias Telles for the first album on your first solo album and the Kack Motherfucker album that followed. Are you going to work with him again for the next Pish record?
Yes, because he plays the bass.
Okay.
And so it's me, Matthias, and another drummer. So I need Matthias because he plays the bass.
Okay.
And he is the one that's produced this song, Price, together with me. And he's a very... I find it very a good way to realize what I do musically through Matthias because we work very well together.
Yeah, cool. Mm. He's like the other side of your brain or a good partner in crime or something.
He's like... The most talented musician I know and producer in that kind of way, you know. So he's...
It must be nice to work with a guy like that who knows both fields, you know.
He can play every instrument there is. And he got great ideas with synthesizers and we just feed off each other. So it's a very good dynamic.
Yeah. I think Price did seem a bit more mellow. Mm-hmm. Not like the high energy vibes that Kack Motherfucker have.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's a result of the energy that's different than from recording with the whole band in the studio.
It is. It is different because I try to make it like groovy and stuff, you know, and try to explore new fields. And this kind of stuff we haven't done much with Kock. So I try to like get a vision somewhere to go. Mm. And I think I'm releasing a new single next Friday.
Okay. It's going to be called?
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a little bit more of a classic Pish vibe, but still you got some Swedish elements in there. And but after that, it will be more of a, like this direction.
Okay. Mm. I'm looking forward to the stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be something new both for me and it's like unknown territory when we work in the studio.
And then when do you know the album, when it's going to come out?
Probably September or October.
Okay,
or
cool. We're going to look forward to that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
It's going to be a new Pish album, people. Und es wird ein bisschen entspannter klingen und ein bisschen anders als das erste und noch ein bisschen weiter weg von Kack Motherfucker. Just a little further away from the Kack Motherfucker vibes. But still, it's Pish. Can't destroy the Pish.
No, you can't.
There's always the Pish is always going to be there.
Yeah.
Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus Norwegen mit Band im Fluxbau und stellt dort unter Umständen auch schon unveröffentlichtes Material vor.
You're gonna have to play. Band.
You're gonna be on your own.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're gonna have to play some unreleased tracks.
Yeah, I will do. Right? I will do, and I also will play some Cock Motherfucker remixes.
Okay, so what's the live setup then? It's gonna be you and
me and a DJ.
All right. Yeah.
It's something brand new.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting for me to, and I only travel with one suitcase now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a new start.
It's like a pish karaoke show, kind of.
Kind of, but I try not to use the word karaoke because that's...
because you know your lyrics, you don't have to read them from a screen.
That's true, but it's more of a pish sing-along.
Okay.
I like that better than karaoke because karaoke got this negative vibe on it.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's. I think it works very well. I've done it.
Karaoke seems unprofessional, and you're doing the professional thing without the reading from the screen.
I am a professional guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I've met you a few times now.
One of the hardest working guys in the business.
Yeah, and I've realized, you know, the first few times I was like, "Pish, yeah, I don't know, really," but now I've realized you're a professional.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a great show tonight. And I'll see you soon. As soon as the Lukak Motherfucker stuff is happening or Pish music is done.
We will always come by here.
Send it to us.
It's family.
Okay, yes, family. Peace and love. Say hi to the other guys
from
the Lukak Motherfucker Band.
We'll do. And come tonight if you're in town.
Ja, genau. Und für die Show heute Abend darf ich auch noch Tickets verlosen. Pish spielt heute Abend im Fluxbau und wer vorbeigehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für Pish heute Abend im Fluxbau, 030 2000 9000. Kack Motherfucker nochmal auf den Plattenteller mit Runaway Girl. Thank you, Pish. Bye.
Tschüss.